Okay, guys, so first talking about LO7 global significance, what did you guys learn about this issue?
Well, I've been in a service called Drum Therapy, and we work with people at the Haogang Care Center. And we learn more about the, you know, the people who are there and the reasons they are there. Some of them have, you know, some problems at home. Some of them have disabilities that, you know, that don't let them work very efficiently, and so they've been put in the care center, and they don't often get visitors and have a lot of, you know, interesting activities. So our drum therapy is the one time in the week we have to work really hard, so, you know, we can make that one day week really fun for them.
Would anybody else like to share?
I think something that I learned about global significance was a lot through, like, dance, things like Culturama, and I also started doing salsa, because, like, you may think you're, like, learning about, like, different cultures across the globe and, like, international things when you're just learning a language, but, like, there's so much more you can learn from a culture, like, physically, like, why people, like, there's so much, like, history and, like, reason behind dance. So, like, when I started learning salsa, I already took Spanish. Like, it taught me a whole lot about, like, the Spanish culture and what's behind it. So, like, I think, like, learning about a different culture that's not yours just goes further than reading and, like, learning how to say something. And, like, I think that's pretty significant.
So did all of you guys think you had a kind of positive impact on the issue?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think so.
Has any of your thinking changed due to this activity?
I mean, in a way, yes, because obviously, like, there's a perception that because I'm in a service that works with people with, like, dementia and who are slightly disabled. So I guess there is a perception that they're hard to work with and that it's hard to, like, build connections with them. But in actual fact, they're actually quite easygoing and they're really friendly. So whenever we go and visit the center, they're always quite happy to see us, and they remember our names and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, if I can just add on as well. My service as well, it's kind of working with people with kind of slight brain damage and dementia and kind of dealing with the effects of Alzheimer's. So I think a big impact for me was just being able to go in kind of week in, week out, and just be as caring as possible, just because a lot of our clients don't really have that opportunity often, either with kind of like a strained relationship with their family, or kind of a lack of ability to kind of meet new people. I realized how important our service was. So just kind of treating it with as much respect and as much enthusiasm as I could was really important for me and something I learned.
Were there any, like, ethical implications that you'd consider there to be as a result of your actions for anyone?
Can we hear from Cara, Emily, Rebecca?
For me, my service is boomerang bags, and we make reusable fabric bags. There aren't many ethical situations for it because we don't sell anything and we don't really work hands-on with anyone else other than the people in our group. But going back to the last thing was that I think I've learned that I've learned how to work with people that don't have as much passion about a topic as I do. And I think that's the main thing that I've learned.
And for me, my service is also working with children with hearing impairments and visual loss. And so, like, in planning our activities, like, we have to be careful in the kind of activities we plan for both kind of children, because, like, some the children who can't hear cannot, like, play some activities. So I think those are the considerations we make when we are planning activities for them.
For me, I've participated in Kahani this year, and I think it was really important to convey the Indian culture through the dance. So it wasn't just a matter of going there and enjoying it, but it was also to actually represent the cause, which I think was really important, and also to respect the Indian culture in the dance as well.
Okay, I'm going to end the recording. Is that okay?